content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of January 2023. And let's start out with the district governor's message. What a wonderful first half of the Lyons year it has been. Your district had one of the best midwinter conventions ever. The VIP fishing tournament was an outstanding success. The new Kids Site First vans are making their way across the state. You, along with the Lyons of District 31N, gathered 15 pallets of emergency supplies and delivered them to Florida Lyons within days of the hurricane hitting them. And I am overjoyed to announce that our district membership is positive and rising like a rocket. I do not believe I could be any more proud of the work you Lyons are doing. You should pat each other and yourselves on the back for doing such a great job. If I had the budget to purchase a Melvin Jones for every member, I would do so today. However, each of you can earn a really nice award, and many of you have already done so. I still stand by my offer of a free steak night at the Angus Barn for any member that sponsors two new members between July 2022 and June of 2023. Many of you have already sponsored two members, and even more have sponsored one member and are working on another. It's not too late to sponsor two members and come eat steak with the rest of us at the best steakhouse in Raleigh, on my tab. On another note, I remind you that you have one of the best Lyons District web pages. Please make an effort to visit the site at https://nclyons31s.org. It contains a plethora of information for all of us. Lion John Lynn does a great job of keeping it up to date and looking fantastic. Be sure to tell John thank you the next time you see him. And the next time we see John will be at the Lions State Convention. This year's state convention is shaping up to be a blockbuster weekend. Some highlights will be Friday Fun Night, service work on Saturday afternoon, and the District Governor's Banquet featuring guest speaker, immediate past international president, and current head of LCIF, Douglas X. Alexander. It will be a whirlwind of excitement. From my last talk with Lyons' Susie Daly, there are a few rooms left at the Greensboro Airport Marriott, but they're going fast. If you've never been to a state convention, this would be a great first one to attend. Well, I need to jump back on the road and finish up the club visits. If I have missed your club, please contact me, and I will make sure you're on the list. There are a lot more clubs than there is a DG. All help is appreciated. A Way to Say I Love You by David Hudnall, January 15, 2018. The Saratoga Springs Lions Club is one of the most robust in the state of New York, with 110 members and a full slate of projects. And one of its newest and most active members is a 56-year-old former college football player with a Jersey accent by the name of Tony Catalano. He's from upstate originally, but returned to the area a few years ago after years in the New York City area, working in publishing sales in Manhattan and raising a family in the New Jersey suburbs. Tony is a force, a true leader, says District Governor John McDonald, a Saratoga Springs Lion. He's likable, personable, and already incredibly committed to the club. I see him moving on to greater things for sure. But it wasn't too long ago that Catalano, a former rugged linebacker for the Holy Cross College, wasn't even entirely sure what Lions clubs did. In Jersey, he'd occasionally spot a Lions sign outside a doctor's office or a flyer about an eyeglass collection drive, but he never gave it much thought. In retrospect, that's odd because vision problems run in the Catalano family. Catalano's parents both had cataracts removed. Catalano himself has worn glasses since the first grade. And in his early 30s, he underwent a cornea transplant because of conus, a progressive eye disease that thins the cornea. Bad eyes were also passed down to Catalano's daughter, Martel. When she was 13, she began to notice she couldn't see well in the dark. After several trips to eye doctors, it was determined that Martel suffered from retinitis pigmentosa, commonly called RP. This rare genetic disease causes the gradual diminishing of the rods in one's eyes. It starts with night blindness. Over time, peripheral vision becomes impaired. Often, the end result is legal blindness, though it can take years or even decades to reach that point. Martel is now 28, and her RP has indeed gotten progressively worse. She and her family have come to grips with her condition in different ways. It has been difficult. For a long time, Catalano, an otherwise voluble, gregarious person, largely tried to avoid conversations about what RP meant for Martel's future. Through her teenage years, we all tried, to some degree, to ignore her situation, Catalano says. He's a tough guy with an emotional core, Martel says of her father, and he had a kind of a wall up about my condition. He just didn't want to talk about it. That wall began to crack a little in 2016, around the time Catalano passed a lion's tent at a walk-and-run event in Saratoga. He struck up a conversation with the lion manning the booth and saw the connection between their mission and his daughter's plight. More to the point, he saw an avenue through which he could begin to process what was happening with Martel. That day really helped crystallize things for me, Catalano says. In much what the same way, that's that it's counterintuitive that someone as talkative as Catalano would resist talking about his daughter's challenges, it's hard to imagine Martel as a troubled young person. Today, she's a yoga instructor and life coach living in downtown Saratoga Springs. She's empathetic, thoughtful, easy to talk to, and appreciative of friends and family and nature. She's centered, as they say, in yoga. But Martel spent years struggling emotionally with the physical effects of RP. There was sadness and fear about the disease, of course, but also other problems like eating disorders and bad relationships. With the benefit of hindsight, she sees it is all interconnected. I broke things that I'd be able to fix so that I didn't have to think about the one I couldn't. Going blind, she says. I spent a decade in an exhausting marathon of depression, anxiety, physical, and psychological ailments. They undoubtedly fed off of each other. When one would get bad, so would the rest, a vicious cycle of mind-body stress. I blinded myself from the fear of going blind. Then there were the more obvious logistical problems related to gradually going blind at such a young age. After graduating from Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, she moved around, first to Burlington, Vermont, then back to New York City, where she worked in marketing for a nonprofit. Commuting in the city began to pose several obstacles for Martel as her peripheral vision worsened. She would accidentally step on dogs or plow into a toddler while walking in the city, resulting in embarrassing moments and injuries. I was coming home a mess every day after work, after living in a place of such constant tension, Martel says. I would come home and tell my parents, I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate the city. But we weren't putting together the reasons why. It was because my RP was getting worse, but that process of realization was very slow and gradual. Helping that process along was her mother, Corinne, a psychologist who has worked with autistic children and their families. My mom would facilitate these conversations, lots of late nights and dinners, where I think we all together started to accept what was happening, Martel says. But my dad had no experience in family well-being or psychology. It's difficult for parents to admit there's something going wrong with their child. I think it took not only me to come to terms with everything, but also for my parents to accept that. Yoga helped with managing the stress. So did moving back to Saratoga Springs, where Tony and Corinne now live, and where less everyday variables existed. Martel now lives with her boyfriend on Main Street in Saratoga Springs. She is within walking distance of everything she needs, the gym, restaurants, groceries, the yoga studio where she's an instructor, the tea shop where she works a few days a week. She still sees well enough to bike occasionally. When she needs to travel somewhere, her boyfriend drives, or her parents come pick her up. Martel is also in the process of creating, with a friend, Beyond My Battle, a nonprofit online community that will offer emotional support, resources, and education for people living with incurable diseases. People with RP usually don't end up with a total blackout. They maintain a few degrees of vision in the center area, but often it's that they become legally blind, she says. A lot of people have sight dogs or white canes, and I anticipate that will one day happen for me, but I feel lucky so far. I'm almost 30, and my doctor thinks right now that things will go slowly for me. It's manageable for now, but it's going to get worse, and I'm anticipating all that. At that walk and run event back in 2016, Catalano had been advised to contact McDonald for more information about the Saratoga Lions. He promptly did. The two hit it off. It turned out that McDonald's uncle had been Catalano's basketball coach back in high school. Catalano attended 3 meetings as a guest, and soon he was a member. Catalano dove right in. He now serves on the board of directors and is the official lion tamer, greeting the crowd at the weekly meetings. Among the events he's gravitated toward are the Lions' annual Memorial Day Duathlon, a run-bike race that attracts both locals and some premier athletes, and Camp Abilities, a week-long camp for visually challenged children held at Skidmore College. At Camp Abilities, I find I get a lot out of that spiritually. Hope and patience, Catalano says. I'm working there with people with worse vision than Martel. Working with others who are on the path to blindness has made me more comfortable talking about it in a way. I have always felt guilt that hers is an inherited disease. It came along through my side of the family. That guilt is just something I have to deal with, I guess. But being involved with the Lions is helping me get through that. Nobody was as surprised as Martel to learn about Catalano's enthusiasm for the Saratoga Lions Club. He's never really been a volunteering type of person, and if he had, it was always coaching sports, because he's like a jock, Martel laughs. Football is kind of the only extracurricular thing he's ever been involved with when I was growing up. Like Catalano, she didn't know much at first about the Lions or their focus on vision. I thought it was cool that he was volunteering because I value that personally, she says. Then he started spending more time with this club, and finally I was like, why are you so involved with this all of a sudden? And then he sort of told me they had a focus on blindness, and that really touched me. It was really nice to hear that. The club has also expanded Catalano's horizons beyond his initial interest of helping those with vision problems. He speaks with excitement about upcoming plans to volunteer on Lions' efforts related to hearing loss and diabetes. He's gone full Lion, a total convert. So far, I feel like the club has helped me more than I've helped them, though I'm hoping that changes over time, Catalano says. And I think she, or Martel, knows that I'm doing this because of her. It's a way for me to say, I love you, without saying it. Although, I say that a lot, too. And here's news about a North Raleigh Lions Club fundraiser. The North Raleigh Lions Club uses Terry Lynn fundraising to raise funds for the club as well as NCLI and LCI projects. This is an ongoing fundraising opportunity for the club to support community projects. A portion of every product sold on the website benefits the North Raleigh Lions Club. Please visit the club's site at https://NorthRaleighLions.terrillynn.com. Bunsert Lions Bingo Fundraiser. The Bunsert Lions Club will be hosting a cow chip bingo fundraiser on April 15, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event will be held in the parking lot of Tractor Supply, located at 271 Bickett Boulevard in Lewisburg, North Carolina. Music will be provided by DJ Mark Speed. Tickets are $20 per square. First prize is $500, second is a barbecue grill, and third prize is $50. There are vendor spots available. For more information, please send an email to bunsertlionsclub dogwoodsummercamp@gmail.com. 2023 Camp Dogwood Summer Camp Season by Tammy Thomas, Camp Administrator. Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you're already thinking of volunteering with us next summer. Volunteering for a week with visually impaired or blind campers will be the most rewarding experience of your summer. You can make a significant difference in the lives of the blind and visually impaired. Do you enjoy helping people? Come to experience what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. For summer 2023, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 75 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to our volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you'd like to bring your laptop. And this is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in, and they will depart after campers leave the following Thursday. If you wish, you may arrive on Saturday. If you choose to do so, please notify the camp office. We have a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on arrival Sundays. If you need additional information or applications, please let us know. We're happy to email them out. I'm sorry, we are happy to mail them out, and they are also available on our website, www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week has been assigned, I will email or mail you a confirmation. We encourage you to bring your spouse or a lion friend to volunteer with. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. Please read all application information carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application to me as soon as possible, and feel free to contact me with any questions at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email me at tammy@nclionsinc.org. We look forward to having you here. There will be 8 sessions with a theme of 1950s to 1960s at the HOP. The session dates are Session 1, May 28th to June 1st, Session 2, June 4th to June 8th, Session 3, June 11th to 15th, Session 4, June 25th to 29th, Session 5, July 2nd to 6th, Session 6, July 9th to 13th, Session 7, July 23rd to 27th, and this is for teens ages 13 to 17 only, and Session 8, July 30th to August 3rd, and that's family camp parents and VIP youths only. Qualifications for camp volunteers. Applicant must be a lion in good standing of a North Carolina Lions Club, an immediate family member, at least 18 years old, of a lion in good standing of a North Carolina Lions Club and attending with that lion, or a former counselor. All others must submit 3 letters of recommendation from Lions in Good Standing of a North Carolina Lions Club. Persons will not be allowed to serve as volunteers and campers during the same camp season. AFA's Teen Alzheimer's Awareness Scholarship. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, or AFA, is accepting applications for its Teen Alzheimer's Awareness Scholarship. Do you know a high school senior whose life has been affected by Alzheimer's or dementia? Maybe you know a high school guidance counselor who wants the best for their son-to-be graduates. Soon-to-be graduates, my apologies. If so, please let them know about AFA's Teen Alzheimer's Awareness Scholarship. This scholarship provides educational funding to college-bound high school seniors who have been impacted by Alzheimer's disease. Applicants are asked to write an essay, 1,500 words minimum, I'm sorry, maximum, 1,500 words maximum, or submit a video, no more than 4 minutes long, describing the impact of Alzheimer's disease or another dementia-related illness on themselves, their families, or their communities, and what they have learned. The grand prize winner will receive $5,000, with additional prizes awarded to the runners-up. More than $350,000 in college scholarships have been awarded since the program's inception. The deadline for entries is 5 p.m. on March 1st, 2023. There's no time to waste to give a teen a leg up in furthering their education. For more information and to apply, go to https://alzfdn.org/scholarship. LCI Con 2023 Boston. The 105th Lions Club International Convention will be held in Boston, Massachusetts, July 7th through 11th of 2023. The event will be held at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. Boston is a vibrant city with tons of history, perfectly suited for the modern traveler. While you're in Boston for LCI Con 2023, take advantage of the many historical tours, museums, and other attractions around the city. I'm going to shorten this article because we won't have enough time to read the whole thing. But registration is open through January 13th at $175. And after January 13th, it's $250. And regular registration on-site is $325. There are all kinds of application forms and information about the hotels, etc., on the pages in this newsletter. Here's an obituary for George Herman Culp, past district governor from 2017 to 18, District 31I, December 25, 1947 to December 31, 2022, age 75. George Herman Culp, 75, of Concord, North Carolina, passed away peacefully on Saturday, December 31, 2022, at his home in Concord next to his loving wife. He was a beloved husband, father, papa, and friend who left an impact on anyone he met. He was born December 25, 1947, in Salisbury to the late Herman Rudolph Culp and the late Gertrude Addie Bassinger Culp, and wife, he is survived by his wife, Diane Hardis Culp, his son, Heath Culp, and wife Emily, his son Nick Culp, and his daughter Katie Johnson, and husband Dustin, all of Concord. His favorite title was Papa to Valerie, Kinsey, Gentry, and Campbell, all of Concord. His favorite canine companion was his schnauzer, Schwartz. Originally from Kannapolis, he graduated from A.L. Brown High School in 1965. He was a United States Air Force veteran serving from 1967 to 71. He then attended Wingate University, RCCC, and Montreat College, where he held an MBA. His career in textiles concluded at Cannon Mills Fieldcrest Cannon Pillowtex, where he was the corporate director of information technology. He retired in 2017 from Practical Software Solutions, where he served as controller. He was an active and vital member of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Concord, where he sang in the choir and served as elder and treasurer. Influenced by his father, he joined the Lions Club at an early age. He was passionate about their motto, "We Serve," and he certainly lived up to it through his service for others on a daily basis. He joined the Towel City Lions Club, where he held many leadership positions. In 1986, he transferred to the Concord Lions Club, where he served as president multiple years, as well as treasurer. He also acted as the American flag display coordinator, organizing over 600 flags to be displayed around the community on every national holiday. He served as the NC Lions Incorporated State Chair of the Public Information Education Committee and the State Chair of Information Technology for multiple districts. He loved telling jokes and making people laugh as both the club and state tail twisters. Within his district, he served as Brighter Visions, Camp Dogwood, Information Technology, Tissue Donor, Region, and Zone Chairs. He received many awards in his lifetime for his service, including Line of the Year several times. Other recognitions include Melvin Jones Fellow, Progressive Jack Stickley Fellowship, William L. Willard Partner in Service, Sid Scruggs Beacon of Hope Lighthouse Level, Key Member, Club President Excellence Award, International President Certification of Appreciation, and District 31E Line of the Year, the Ben Foreman Award. In 2017, he had the distinct honor of serving District 31I as their district governor. His Lions philosophy is one he wore proudly, Be a Lion Daily, or BALD. The family will receive friends in the sanctuary of Covenant Presbyterian Church on Sunday, January 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family welcomes donations to Covenant Presbyterian in Concord or NC Lions Incorporated. P.O. Box 37, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Wendell has a new Leo Club. The Wendell Leo Club was officially chartered on November 14, 2022. Many congratulations to the Wendell Lions Club. Kudos! Five ways to make serving fun. If you aren't having fun, then you're doing it wrong, says Lion Melissa Murphy of the Sandwell Lions in England. Service will always be the main focus of Lions, but since our inception in 1917, being a Lion has always involved having a good time, too. What better way to keep people coming back to serve than to make sure serving is fun? Here are five ways to inject some good humor and good times into your club activities. Get to know your members. When you know your members well, you know what makes them laugh. Delmont Lions in Pennsylvania include a little get-to-know-you during their meetings. The club president picks a member at random and puts them in the interview seat, asking them about their interests, hobbies, and experiences. It's actually a lot of fun hearing members talk about themselves, especially the older folks, says Delmont Lion Lisa Gismondi. Be willing to change things up. It's good to make some changes when something isn't working for your club. Mariah Tucker of the Bay Area Special Olympics Lions Club says, We got tired of having a board meeting and then the following week a general meeting with the same 14 people. So now we only have one meeting, and instead of what would have been our general meeting, we have an activity or event with the special needs community. We do things like dances, movie nights, craft nights, and game nights. It's been a game changer. Make new traditions. Sure, pancake breakfasts are great, but doing something new and unique with your club can be a great way to mix it up. On Halloween, Sandwell Lions have a tradition of going out for curry after dressing up and volunteering at the local spooky trail. And there's definitely something fun about a bunch of witches and warlocks gathering for a post-scare meal. Murphy says that they were even asked to pose for photos with other restaurant goers this year. Challenge one another. Push yourselves with spirited contests and set goals with fun rewards. Charles Carter of the Dawsonville Lions Club in Georgia walked away with a pint of strawberries after he told a great joke in one meeting. His club has been running a joke contest to get the laughs going. We draw three names out of a hat and ask them to tell a joke. The best joke wins a prize, donated by a member and placed in a paper bag. One meeting, a Lion won two tickets and VIP parking for an NFL game. Encourage silliness. Whether it's goofy costumes at a fundraiser or theme nights for club meetings, look for ways to show that Lions take their work seriously, but they never take themselves too seriously. Lions Mike Eisenberg and James Knight dressed up as Tweedledee and Tweedledum at the 2022 28U District Convention in Utah and wandered the crowd calling fellow Lions' cell phones to see whose would ring, then taking the opportunity to fine them for having their phones on. They also had bags full of funny prizes and many very bad jokes, says Lion Richard Stevenson. But their antics worked, and the crowd was engaged and having a blast. One feisty crowd member even swiped Tweedledee's own cell phone and auctioned it off, forcing him to pay $40 to get it back. However you decide to add a little spark to your Lions events, remember that you can do a whole lot of good while having a whole lot of good times. Due to staff shortages, the eyeglass sorting volunteer opportunity at Camp Dogwood, originally scheduled for fall 2022, has been rescheduled from March 30th, 2023 through April 3rd of 2023. As many volunteers as possible are needed. Thank you in advance if you're able to attend. And here's another obituary. Joe Silvers, December 2nd, 1937 to January 22nd, 2023, age 85. Past District Governor Joe Silvers served as District Governor in District 31A in 1989 to 1990. On the morning of January 22, 2023, our beloved Joe Silvers of Asheville, North Carolina, passed away at the age of 85. A native of Yancey County, he was the son of the late Fred and May Silvers. He was preceded in death by his dear wife, Patricia Johnson Silvers, brothers Milton, Jr., Bergen, Frank, and Leroy, sister Anzalee Silvers, and nephew Randy Silvers. Joe married his best friend and love of his life, Pat, in 1965. The life they shared was dedicated to one another, family, and those in need. Joe proudly served in the Army National Guard. Alongside his brother, Bergen, he began Silvers Brothers Incorporated in the early 1970s. They continued to become major haulers of milk, juice, and water for the Southeast. Joe dedicated his commitment and time to the Lions Club of Piscataforest for 52 years, as well as many notable charities locally, nationally, and internationally, including serving on the board of both Elida Home and the Ark of Buncombe County. Joe was an auctioneer for 33 years and utilized his license to hold benefit-only auctions. He was an avid racing fan and a part of a NASCAR pit crew in the mid-1960s. He also participated in and loved sports. Left to cherish his loving memory are his sisters-in-law Agnes Silvers, Veronica Rimmer, and Wanda Cheney, nephews Danny, Donnie, Rick, and Wayne Rowland, nieces Janet Wall, Kathy Silvers, Michelle Brinkley, Dee Dee Peterson, Stephanie Talbert, great-nephews Joshua Silvers, Robert Wall, Lee Nelson, great-nieces Mary Alice Taylor, Courtney Wagner, Andrea Garland, Anna and Lily Silvers, Crystal Silvers, Casey Hall, Danielle Wilson, Morgan Talavera, Katie Talbert, and numerous great-great-nieces and nephews. Services will be held Saturday, January 28, 2023, in the chapel of Holcomb Brothers Funeral Home at 1 o'clock. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to the Pat and Joe Silvers Scholarship Fund at Piscataforest Lions Club, P.O. Box 94, Piscataforest, North Carolina, 28768. And here's another obituary for PDG Pat Rowland, District 31A, from 2004 to 2005. RIP, past District Governor Pat. Pat Burleson Rowland, April 17, 1948 to January 30, 2023, age 74. Pat Burleson Rowland, 74, of Asheville, North Carolina, passed away on January 30, 2023, at Memorial Mission Hospital. She was born April 17, 1948, in Asheville, the daughter of the late Gilbert Paul Burleson and Beverly Virginia Dalton Burleson. She was preceded in death by a sister, Carolyn Ann Burleson. Pat was a lifelong resident of Buncombe County and was a graduate of Owen High School, class of 66, and also the Western Academy of Hair Design with a cosmetology degree. She was the assistant manager at Hair Plus and the Asheville Mall and was the owner of Great Impressions Hair Salon. Pat was a member of the Family of Faith Fellowship and the Swannanoa Valley Lions Club, serving as the district governor of 31A from 2004 to 5. She is survived by her loving husband, Robert Bob Carlson Rowland, her children, Michael Paul Rowland of Marion, North Carolina, Robert Matthew Rowland of Swannanoa, North Carolina, Misty Lynn Rowland of Cary, North Carolina, her sister Kathy Juanita Burleson of Asheville, her grandchildren Brandon Matthew Rowland of Raleigh, Jonathan Paul Rowland of Swannanoa, Brittany Lee Rowland of Carrollton, Texas, Chelsea Marie Rowland of Marion, North Carolina, Hannah Lynn Ledford of Cary, North Carolina, Brooklyn Nicole Rowland of Swannanoa, Abigail Heidi Ledford of Cary, Nathan Scott Ledford of Cary, Chloe Madison Wright, and Kaylin Morgan Wright of Swannanoa. Visitation for Pat will be held on Monday, February 6th from 6 to 8 at Penland Family Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family would like donations sent to the Family of Faith Fellowship Building Fund, P.O. Box 945, Skyland, North Carolina, 28778. And another obituary. Past District Governor Harold Hunter Garby, Charlotte South Park Lions Club of District 31C, served from 2004 to 2005. Harold Hunter Garby obituary, January 9, 1935 to February 2, 2023. Charlotte, North Carolina, Hunter Garby, 88, peacefully passed Thursday, February 2, 2023, at his home in Charlotte. Born January 9, 1935, in Jersey City, New Jersey, he was the son of the late Harold and Dora Garby and brother of Richard Garby of Columbia, South Carolina, and the late Alan Garby. Following graduation from Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania, in 1956, Hunter married his high school sweetheart, the late Joyce Fickbaum. Hunter and Joyce enjoyed his 35-year career with Lynn Division of Carbide, Union Carbide, a career that took the couple to numerous states prior to retirement in Charlotte. Those left to cherish his memory are children Cindy Garby Coates in Kyla, Montana, Beth Brunner, Charlotte, and David Garby, Charlotte, and grandsons Hunter Brunner in Raleigh and David Brunner in Belmont. They thrived on Hunter's generous and gregarious nature. Hunter actively participated in many organizations, to include Sharon Presbyterian Church, Lions Club, Retired Couples Club, Senior Scholars, and local theater groups. A lifelong learner, Hunter was an avid reader with a love for travel, mysteries, and mingling with people. A memorial service and reception to celebrate Hunter's life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 11th, 2023, at Sharon Presbyterian Church in Charlotte. In lieu of flowers, please consider a gift in honor of Hunter Garby to the organization of your choice or to FriendsEmpoweringHaiti.org. In memory of Lanny Eugene Smith, Jr., May 21, 1937 to January 13, 2023. Lanny Eugene L.E. Smith, Jr., 85, of Ewer, North Carolina, passed away on Friday, January 13, 2023. Mr. Smith was born in Gates County on May 21, 1937, and was the son of the late Lanny Eugene Sr. and Odessa Lee Lily Smith. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his sister, Ernestine Smith Morris, his brother, Thomas Lloyd Smith, and his son-in-law, Tommy Mize. Following graduation from Gatesville High School, class of 1955, he worked at Norfolk Naval Shipyard and retired after nearly 40 years of employment. An avid traveler, he and his wife had visited all 50 states and many countries. He also enjoyed golfing, hunting, fishing, and working on the farm raising cattle and horses. A lifelong and faithful member of Ewer Christian Church, he had served on the Board of Deacons, the Board of Trustees, and in the adult choir, often singing solos. Community involvement included his work with the Meals on Wheels program, where for over 30 years he delivered meals and assisted in coordinating the route schedule, his 12 years of service in the North Carolina Senior Tar Heel Legislative Committee, and his charter membership in the Gates County Lions Club, where he remained active until his death. Surviving his wife of 65 years, Mariella Bass Smith, and their daughters Deborah Mize Jordan, husband Linwood, of Ewer, and Karen Smith Bagley, husband Cecil, of Sunbury, six grandchildren, Heather Boyce, husband Jack, and Brittany Parker, husband Eric, both of Ewer, C.J. Bagley, wife Curie of Winston-Salem, Morgan Spence, husband Damien of Sunbury, Lee Jordan, wife Miranda of Corripeque, and Holly Dickerson, husband Michael of Raleigh. And six great-grandchildren, Will, Connor, Annabeth, Ella, Van, and Ray Lynn. Also surviving is a niece, Anna Cross, of Portsmouth, Virginia, and nephews, Larry Morris, wife Barbara of Suffolk, and T.L. Smith, wife Gina of Oak Island. A graveside service was held on the family plot at Ewer Christian Church and was conducted by his pastor, the Reverend Wade Bennett. Friends were invited to visit with the family at Deborah and Linwood's home. Memorial contributions may be made to Ewer Christian Church, 872 NC Highway 137, Ewer, North Carolina. And that's spelled E-U-R-E. My apologies if I've been mispronouncing it this whole time. Yes, Ewer, North Carolina, 27935. The family wishes to express their deep appreciation to Albemarle Home Care and Hospice and to Brookdale of Elizabeth City for the care and comfort given to their parents during his period of declining health. In memory of Gerald Thorpe Leonard, August 10, 1935 to February 7, 2023. Lewisburg. Gerald Thorpe Leonard, 87, of Lewisburg and formerly of Noonan, Georgia, died Tuesday morning at his home. Gerald was a son of the late R. Gorman, and Clarice Dickerson Leonard. He was preceded in death by his wife of 62 years, Patricia C. Leonard, his sister, Patsy L. Nobles. Gerald was a veteran of the armed services and met his future wife in laboratory school in Asheville, North Carolina. Gerald worked for several years at Coweta General Hospital in Noonan, Georgia, alongside his wife. He managed the laboratory at Coweta General and moved to Lewisburg, North Carolina in 1987, where he taught briefly at a college, and then became manager of a laboratory in Halifax, North Carolina. He was a proud and active member of the White Level Lions Club and the Heritage Society of Franklin County. A private funeral service will be held at a later date. Gerald is survived by his daughters and son-in-law, Katrina and Ken Haynes, Kelly and Scott Horn, Christy and Chip Stewart, Kendra and Neil Everett, brother and sister-in-law, Donnie and Marilyn Leonard, and 15 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Wounded Warriors Project at 1990 Fordham Drive, Suite 100, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28304. It is going to be International Childhood Cancer Day. Join Lions around the world on February 15, 2023, as we work to support children and families affected by childhood cancer. Lions and Leos, with the support of Lions Club International Foundation, provide support for the needs of children and families affected by childhood cancer through impactful service activities. Globally, childhood cancer looks like this. 400,000 children have been diagnosed. 9 in 10 diagnosed children live in low and middle-income countries. Less than 30% of children with cancer in low and middle-income countries survive, compared to less than or equal to 80% in high-income countries. LCIF has partnered with Global Hope, a program of Texas Children's Hospital, to help address the huge discrepancies in outcomes from childhood cancer in developing countries compared to developed countries. Every 2 minutes, a child is diagnosed with cancer. Your child has cancer are 4 gut-wrenching words no parent ever wants to hear. Several types of LCIF grants are available to support childhood cancer service throughout the world. LCIF Childhood Cancer Grants empower Lions to improve the quality of life for children receiving treatment and their families. LCIF matching grants provide equipment and construction for large-scale projects that address unmet humanitarian needs. Through the District and Club Community Impact Grant Program, 15% of unrestricted contributions to LCIF are transformed into grants that fund local projects on a club and or district level. And now an announcement about the upcoming LCICon in 2023 in Boston. The theme, Coming Together, Moving Ahead. The Lions Club International Convention will be held in the City on the Hill, where Lions and Leos will reunite to form a path to a better world. It's going to be a celebration you don't want to miss. This is going to be in Boston, and following pages of the newsletter contain maps and information about the schedule and costs for hotel rates, etc. Here's a message from Leader Dogs from the Blind. We're always looking for new ways to share the amazing impact you as Lions have on Leader Dogs' mission. And I just found a great one to share with you. In a local Rhode Island radio interview, one of the Leader Dogs' clients, Lori, talks about her journey to receive her Leader Dog, Dakota. She shares how instrumental Lions are in that journey. Her father even joins in to discuss the effect it has had on the family. Also in the interview is a mention of Leader Dog Wink. L.D. Wink, whose breeding host is a lion in Michigan, was raised by a lion puppy raiser from Missouri. As we can see, it takes a village of lions to make this happen. North Carolina Lions Brighter Visions Foundation Update. Four of the five Kids Sight screening units are now in place and ready to go. 31L, 31I, 31N, and 31S. 31O will be in place soon. Districts 31L and 31O have been to several kids' site screenings, with District 31O leading with 18 in Stanley County. All screenings were conducted by NCLI Coordinator Brian Hoover and the sponsoring clubs. On November 7, 2022, the Norwood Lions Club posted on Facebook that it was an honor conducting eye screenings of 204 children at Aquadale Elementary School. One of the KidSight mobile screening units was used for this event. Any lion who wants to be certified should contact PDG Lion Carlton Metz, the NCLI Executive Director. Receiving the KidSight program grant would not have been possible without the efforts of many Lions and non-Lions. Thanks to North Carolina Representative Jason Sane for his support of the KidSight program, and Lions Lacey Presnell and Neil Alexander for their foresight of the need of such a program in our school system. It is now up to us to make this program a success. The KidSight screenings that have been reported to date are approximately 4,000, screened with an 18% referral rate. To all clubs, please be sure to report all of your screenings to NCLI. And please consider selling raffle tickets for a Bob Timberlake's Grandfather Mountain print. The print is 12.5 by 28.5 inches. The print will be framed when it is delivered to the winner. The raffle will be held June 15th of 2023. Tickets are $5 each, 3 for $10, or 7 for $20. Money from the raffle ticket sales will be credited to your club's Brighter Visions obligation. The club name must appear on any tickets sold to receive credits. Clubs are challenged to sell $100 worth of raffle tickets. Contact Lion Eileen Artavia to request your raffle tickets. And there does not appear to be a contact information for Ms. Artavia. Don't miss your chance to participate in the 2023 Lions Day with the United Nations in Nairobi, Kenya, or New York City, USA, as we explore the impact of Lions and Leo's service on improving health, nutrition, and wellness in communities around the world. Secure your spot today at one of these special events and join us for a celebration of Lions service and partnership with the United Nations. The United Nations headquarters is located at 495 East 42nd Street, New York, New York, 10017. Your LDUN registration includes tickets to the LDUN program, a printed souvenir program, Lions International pin and portfolio, dynamic speakers and panel discussions, entertainment, participation in local service projects. Be an active part of our global partnership. With the theme Hunger, Nutrition, and Wellness, the 45th Annual Lions Day with the United Nations will take place on Friday, March 3rd of 2023 in New York City. This event and supporting materials will be offered in English only. The registration fee is Lion LDUN program is $50, a LEO LDUN program $30, LEO Advisor LDUN program $50, Guest LDUN program $50, the Lion reception $60, and the LEO reception $40. On Thursday, March 2nd of 2023, the Westin Grand Central at 212 East 42nd Street, New York, early registration material pickup from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Ambassador Room. On Friday, March 3rd, 2023, the Westin Grand Central at 212 East 42nd Street in New York, New York, registration material pickup from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the Ambassador Room. The LDUN Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Attire is business or business casual. Lunch is not included in this year's program. LDUN Celebration Reception from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Westin Grand Central, Madison Ballroom. A separate ticket must be purchased to attend this reception. Tickets are limited and on a first-come, first-served basis. Book your room before Tuesday, January 31st, 2023 to receive the room block rate. Cancellations and refunds. The LDUN registration cancellation deadline is February 10th, 2023. No exceptions will be made. All requests for cancellations must be made in writing via email to ldun@lionsclub.org. The LDUN registration cannot be transferred to another Lion, Leo, guest, child, or to a future convention or future LDUN event. A processing fee of $10 will be withheld from each refund. And here's a message from Brian E. Sheehan, president of the Lions Club International from 2022 to 2023. You're doing amazing things in your community, and that gets people's attention. They see what you're doing and the impact you're making as a Lion, but there are still some who don't know. That's why it's so important to promote your projects, share your service stories, and show your pride. There are more ways than ever before to get the word out about what your club is doing. Whether you're old school or new school, just getting started or looking to make that signature project even bigger, we have all the tools and resources you need. So get your club marketing tools. Keep serving and keep sharing. And keep being awesome, because Lions are the best story of all. It takes a great team to bring big ideas to life. That's what makes your club so special, because the greatest team you could ever ask for is always right by your side. And by working together, you bring out the very best in every Lion and make even greater things possible in your community. Teamwork will always be one of our greatest strengths. It helps us take on bigger challenges and achieve bigger goals, like expanding our service and growing our clubs. So let's embrace what makes our team so special and be open to new ideas, new members, and new ways of doing things. Because none of us can do more than all of us, and together we can do so much more. When you love what you do with a team that you love, you can make every day a great day. That's what's so awesome about being a Lion, because no matter how hard the work may be, we always have a great time getting it done. There's really nothing that compares to the fun and fellowship of being a Lion, except for inviting more people to be a part of it. So give your community the opportunity to join our team and discover what we've found. And let's keep working together to make the projects we love even bigger, better, and more fun for everyone. The 99th Annual North Carolina Lions State Convention is coming up soon, the theme being Together Towards Tomorrow. It will be held April 28th to 30th of 2023 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. Some of the activities include a Friday night fun night, which will be a masquerade party from 6:30 to 10 that costs $15. On Saturday the 29th, a tail twister breakfast with a live auction from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. That's for $15. Also on Saturday, the Governor's Banquet from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. A ticket for that costs $40. And on Sunday, the General Session District Cabinet meetings will be held at 8:30 a.m. The room reservations can be made for $119 a night up until April 13th of 2023. To make a reservation at that rate, you can call 336-852-6450 or 1-888-236-2427. If you'd like to register, you need to contact First VDG Susan O'Brien at 1003 Croydon Court, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29715. Or you can phone in registration after April 8th at 203-482-2967. And there will be no refunds after April 8th. Make your check to 2023 NC Lions State Convention. And she, Ms. O'Brien also has an email address where you can contact her at obriansu777@gmail.com. And we have run out of time for this newsletter, today's Lion newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.